The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9, the month of May, Foster Care Awareness Month. And when you're talking that topic, you bring in representatives from Four Oaks. And we've got somebody joining us today. Tanya Waters is our guest from Four Oaks, a caseworker in the Foster Care Adoption and Kinship Program. Tanya, good to see you again.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Been a couple of years since you've been in. Let's get right into it as we're into this month of May. What are some of the bigger needs right now for Four Oaks?
Well, we always have a need for more foster homes, but if you feel like you are not prepared to foster for whatever reason, we still need the things that kids need in going into care, things like toothbrushes, haircut vouchers, shoes, things like that are always helpful for donations. We can always have volunteers for different events. We need mentors, tutors, all kinds of things that are just natural, normal kid things.
Let's break that down into maybe different categories. Let's first start with people who are listening this morning might want to look into being a foster parent. What does that entail?
Well, it starts with an orientation, and you can find that at our website, which is iowafosterandadoption.org. And after that orientation, it's usually offered on Wednesdays and Sundays, but we can always do something individual if that doesn't work for your schedule. After that orientation, which is a brief explanation of the court system and why kids come into foster care, then if you decide that you're interested, then we sign you up for pre-service classes.
Are there people listening this morning who are saying, oh, that sounds right, but I don't think I'm the right person?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people out there doubt their own abilities, but I promise you there's support, there's training, there's resources. The foster parent community is amazing and they rally around each other. I myself am a foster and adoptive parent, and if I can make it through parenting all of the kids that I have and still have a smile on my face and still be willing to promote foster care, I mean, that's in and of itself a good thing.
Maybe one more question on the parent side is, as people are maybe looking internally, how do they know it is the right next step for them to look into foster care?
I mean, I think the biggest quality is just to have a sense of empathy for kids that are going through hard circumstances. We have people from all different walks of life, all different ages, races, sexual orientation. Honestly, I think there's a lot of myths out there that people think, oh, I have to be married. I have to have this house for so many years. I have to have all of these things together. And you really don't. We're there to help you. And your RRTS caseworker walks the journey with you and supports you every step of the way.
I think if you're willing to think about being that person, that's the sign, right?
Absolutely.
That they're ready to make the next step. I do a lot of volunteer work with Junior League, who supports a lot of the foster families in our area. And I want to get to that other component you brought up. We're talking about the foster kids themselves, specifically those needs, be it personal hygiene, personal care items. How can people make actually these kind of tangible donations to Four Oaks?
Yeah, I think that Junior League is a great place to start. They are amazing, and they receive a lot of donations throughout the year and support some big events that we have going on each year. Local churches will sometimes donate. You can certainly go to the fouroaks.org website, and there'll be opportunities for volunteer. There'll be lists for donations. Chances are you probably know someone who's a foster parent if you really like throw the net out there in your friend group. But you can certainly always call Four Oaks and we will help connect you with the right resource.
Lastly, you'd also mentioned some needs in terms of volunteers. Yes. Where else can people connect, and what are maybe some of the skill sets you're looking for, or what are those roles people can be helping you with?
Yeah, a lot of it is just volunteering for events or the donations that we mentioned. There's always a need to organize the things that come in. We work with different agencies that will also need time to organize, deliver, make sure it gets to the right family at the right time. And so that's always a great place to start too.
Sounds, it's so fulfilling knowing you're making a difference, and that little difference or big difference is still a difference.
Absolutely.
Right? We got to take that first step. Foster Care Awareness Month throughout the month of May. Our guest this morning, Tanya Waters, on behalf of Four Oaks, a caseworker with the Foster Care Adoption and Kinship Program. One more time, we've given a few pieces or areas where people can connect. I think really we want to push that idea of getting more people aware of being foster families. How can those families, potential parents, parents contact you guys?
Absolutely. The website is iowafosterandadoption.org. And just keep in mind that the biggest need we have are families willing to foster siblings. A lot of times siblings come into care and they have to be placed in separate homes for lots of different reasons. And so homes that are willing to take more than one child are, it's a strong need that we have right now.
Well, hopefully this conversation will get that ball rolling. Tanya, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.